Yeah, you're all high class and highbrow now, but just work with me here. Welcome to Brackets. I'm Mike.
I'm Derek.
Attaboy, Derek. This is the tournament-style podcast where we are deliberating the best of anything, everything, and absolutely nothing. And it's based solely and purely on idiotic notions that we might have, things we've only recently remembered, and whatever looks good to us on paper. Austin's not here. Derek's in his place. Austin's busy.
I downloaded porn.
Yeah, you did, Austin. That's why he's busy. So today, man, I got to remember not to laugh so much. I hate myself laughing on these things. That's poor form.
I'm going to laugh at Austin downloading porn.
I know,
he's
right?
Going to walk out like Quagmire.
Yeah, laughing at yourself on this stuff is...
hot garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. What are we doing today? Yeah. We're doing party at exits. What is the best way to get out of a party? Now we're both in our 30s now. We're that age of millennials. So there's lots of parties that we don't like going to. Have you you recently been to one? Oh, you just had your birthday though. Anybody give?
Are you allowed to release my age? I don't know if I consented.
You didn't consent. No,
I'm now forever 29.
I think it's forever 21.
Nah, it's too young.
Yeah. Well, I'll run through what we got here. We've done random seating on these. They all have fun names, so we'll explain them. But yeah, let me know if anybody did these at your birthday party. I definitely did one of them. But ranking it one through eight. Well, I got some bounce back. Yeah, do you have headphones you can plug in?
Hell yeah.
While we're waiting, Austin, tell us what you've been up to lately.
I downloaded porn.
Really? How was it?
Fucking phenomenal, bud.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, we're good. Random seating, 1 through 8 of our top party exits. Number 1, the duck and move, more commonly known as the excuse. Number 2, the Italian goodbye. That's where you actually don't leave. You spend 3 hours trying to leave because you keep talking to everybody. First you talk in the living room, then you make your way to the main hall where the front door is. You talk for another hour at the door, then you talk on the steps. Then you get in your car, you roll down the window, and you talk for another hour. So not always the best exit, but, you know, maybe that'll annoy somebody. Number 3, the blackout. That's where you just get viciously blackout drunk and, you know, let Jesus take the wheel. Sometimes people don't always invite you back. It's a good party exit. Number 4, the Irish relative, also known as the American occupation, and that's just where you never leave. I was waiting for a laugh on that one. Number 5, the no-show. And this is what I did to Derek on his birthday. You just don't show up. That's a favorite. I think that one, that's a big money ticket right there. Number 6, the Houdini, just disappearing. Number 7, the greet and run. That's where you make yourself known, present yourself, and then you're just out of there. So at least they know you were there. And last but not least, number 8, the emergency, everybody's favorite. Similar to the excuse, but a little bit more dire, a little bit more, you know, urgency to the emergency. Hey, I think that's why they call it that.
Emergency or?
Yeah, it's urgent. There's urgency. So it's an emergency.
Hot garbage.
Yeah,
I agree. Hot garbage. That's exactly what I'm thinking in my head. I can't believe you made that connection. Are we saying which one's best?
We'll run through. Derek's a newbie. He's a rookie.
Okay.
We'll run through. We've got our seedings. 1 plays 8, 2 plays 7, 3 plays 6, 4 plays 5. All right, starting on the left or the west, we've got 1 through 8, and that's the duck and move or the excuse versus the emergency. Which one do you like better?
Well, clearly the emergency is the most effective.
Is it, though?
Because you can always use the relative is sick. Oh, my grandma just went to the hospital. I gotta go. Dude, it's 2 a.m. Yeah, she's in the hospital. It's really urgent. It's super urgent. That one's always typically used. I feel like that one's used more for work, though, as opposed to a party.
Oh, my God. I think most people are outrageously creative with their emergencies to get out of work, especially with returning back to the office here. I don't know. I feel like the emergency, it's awfully close to the excuse. It's just a little bit more diabolical. Wouldn't you need, like, proof? Like, I feel like there's a follow-up after an emergency the next day. People, you know, whoever's hosting the party, they're going to text you and be like, hey, how's grandma doing? Versus the excuse, the duck and move, you know, like, hey, we're going out for drinks right after this little housewarming. Yeah, I know, but I got an early start. Hey, why don't you come play Parcheesi with us? The kids, you know, I got the babysitters up. You know, right? Like, there's no real follow-up following the excuse or the duck and move.
Well, the emergency, the best one for being a lactose, at least, like somebody who's lactose intolerant, is that you can always go if there's pizza there. You go, oh, man, my stomach. I just went and sat in the bathroom, played games on my phone for 20 minutes. Oh, my stomach's really feeling that pizza. I'm just going to have to scooch on out.
Actually, that's a safe. Yeah, you're right. There's a safe bet there, especially with the millennial party. I mean, we grew up on Lunchables, and the grown-up version of that is a charcuterie board. So you're always guaranteed some sort of cheese. At least two different forms of cheese, whether it's boursin, maybe something creamier like a brie or a nice camembert. Or
nobody ever wants it.
Yeah.
A nice camembert.
Yeah.
A nice melted brie that just gets in the system and just fucking gets hot lava poo coming out.
Right?
Yeah.
My stomach camembert this.
Oh, God, dude. Is it bad if you laugh at yourself? Nope.
No. No, it's not poor form at all. Yeah, so but I guess you're right. The excuse, there's the duck and move. There's plenty more. There's more variety, more option. Because emergency, you can't always rely on the emergency, but the duck and move is always a, you know, it's there.
What is the duck and move?
The duck and move is just an excuse. Hey, you want to do charades? No, I've got an early start tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to watch?
Nobody can challenge it.
You want to watch Titanic? My father died on the Titanic, right? Like it's... It's, yeah.
I got to go home. The babysitters.
Yeah.
You're right.
So which one do you more, like when you're at a party, this ain't work. I mean, a work function you could just easily get out of, but regular friends party.
Which one?
Yeah. Which one are you going with?
Well, the as somebody who's lactose intolerant. Yeah. Definitely going with the emergency diarrhea. Dude, you gotta hate pooping in somebody else's bathroom, and you don't want to sit in there too long. You know, you're like,
that's true. The fact that you brought poop into this, I think that kind of swayed it for me. I might have to move emergency forward here and agree with you, and have our first major upset of one defeating or of eight defeating one.
But I don't think that's a but this moment. But the duck and move is too weak. It's
somebody could fight back on the duck and move. They could. They can't really fight back on a, I don't want to blow up your toilet here with my fiery
insides.
Yeah.
The duck and move is what happens with the duck and move in my mind is that somebody goes, oh, yeah, I got to get up early. Oh, no, dude, I poured you another shot. Okay, I'm taking one. Always, man. I'm always there for the next one.
That's true. That's how they rope you in. And I guess that brings us nicely into 3v6 then. So we'll move emergency forward. Emergency takes it first round over the duck and move because the emergency is a classic and a surefire way to get out of there versus, you're right, the duck and move could result in what we've ranked here as number three, the blackout. Number three versus number six, the blackout versus the Houdini. Now, the blackout is an interesting move, and it could result from the excuse where you just get phenomenally blackout drunk and then...
And go to sleep.
Hey, that could be one. That's a party exit. You just pass out, or maybe you're one of those people who's a little bit more aggressive and you end up naked in your friend's shower, just sitting there, chilling. They're not going to invite you back. They might ask you to leave. They might call you an Uber for you. You don't know, though. You won't know until you wake up the next morning.
Or maybe you're just claiming territory on your friend's tree in front of their house, you know?
I haven't...
Because you're so black.
I do. I am a fan of the, I need to take a leak. I'm just going to go in your backyard. For some reason, when I get blackout, I'm adverse to bathrooms. It's just something.
You're like, nature's calling. It feels right.
It is. I need to pee on a tree. I'm a man. I have to pee on a tree.
Dude, why is this just going into bowel movements?
I know.
I feel like parties is all bowel movement related. The easiest way out is bowel movements.
You hit a certain age, and yeah, it's going to be the.
And that's all you hear.
We got an emergency here.
Oh, dear God. Let me out.
But the blackout could lead to the Houdini, though, because I was notorious. I don't do it anymore because I don't party anymore. I'm lame. But the blackout.
TMI.
I'm cutting in. That should have been a button.
Do you, when we were at the house, once we're playing. Settlers of Catan, the blackout is almost like Yobes would always fall asleep.
That
so she wouldn't keep playing because she just falls asleep because she was so fucking drunk.
That's
a move.
Was it the alcohol or was it because Settlers so of fucking... Is it the booze or the blackout, or is that just Settlers of Catan is so fucking unbelievably boring?
It is the booze an excuse for the Settlers of Catan? See, now you're getting Inception on itself.
Oh, it leads to other things. It's the long play.
Oh, fuck.
But what about the Houdini? The Houdini's a classic. You just disappear, right? No questions asked. People an hour later realize, because they're getting on their way to blackout, they just all of a sudden realize, like, hey, where's Derek? Where'd he go? I don't know. Let's just keep going. Somebody text him, make sure he's okay, and then you get that 4 a.m. text, like, yeah, I grabbed a taco, I'm fine. Oh, wait, no, that's back to blackout. The Houdini, you leave it till the next morning.
You wake up, ah, sorry, I wasn't. The Houdini is interesting because it only works at a large party.
I was just thinking that as we get a little bit older, the parties tend to slim down. I mean, your friend group, just you're already cutting people out. So it's, you've gone from like 10, 15 people at your party to 4, 5. They're all couples. It's hard to Houdini as a couple. There's extra bodies, right? I mean, you could just leave your partner by the wayside and just peace Houdini on them, but
the ultimate Houdini.
Yeah, right. But it's you're right. It is difficult now, you know, as you attend the grown-up Lunchables party to just disappear.
Houdini, though, is all-time favorite for younger group, for sure. Like around 20s, and you got like at least 20 to 50 people there, easy slip out. That's the way to exit for sure, man. That was one of the favored plays when younger. But today you can't do that. You just got to be blackout because you're like, oh, I haven't drank for 6 months. And that's your excuse in the morning. Yeah, sorry, guys. I haven't had any alcohol for like the last 8 months.
But the blackout's not a guarantee. I mean, you could stay even longer and even crazier. You know, shirts off, and now you're riding, you know, your friend's golden retriever like it's a rodeo.
And then you're just moving into the Irish one, right?
And then you move into the Irish one.
Staying over.
Well, we'll get there. But the
blackout goes into every other excuse, though. If you're so fucked up, you can deploy anything. And people are like, ah, he's just drunk.
Yeah, it's kind of your Jack or your Joker. It's your wild card. Anything could happen from the blackout. So it's not a for sure thing. And as you get older, yes, it's harder to Houdini, but it's harder to recover from the blackout the next day. Now you're out for a week, and we all got jobs to go in the morning.
2 days minimum. If you're going to do a blackout, only do it on Friday.
Yeah, I think for that reason, I'm leaning to the Houdini because, like I said, it's a classic move whether you are drunk or not. And you could pull off the Houdini, I think, in a smaller group. Oh, I'm just going outside for a smoke. Oh, I'm checking the car. What are they going to do? They're not going to drive after you.
Do you think you're moving fast enough? Do you think you're moving fast enough while you're black, while you're Houdini?
Yeah. As you get old, you know, as you get older, the Houdini is a bit of a dick move. Yeah.
Oh, that's from the fucking audio.
You thought that was me?
I thought that was you saying I couldn't see your mouth. I was like, I fucking good.
Real good. But it is. Really good. I think I'm leaning Houdini. That's kind of, I've got that over the blackout.
Houdini's a classic for sure.
Houdini's a classic. I think Houdini takes it. I've got another upset, 6-3. The Houdini moving on to the semis. All right. Let's swing over to the east, to the right side, the east side. East Side Mario's. Speaking of, have you seen that East Side, not the time or place, but have you seen that East Side Mario's commercial?
No.
Racist AF.
Against Italians?
Yeah. The one where they got like the little kid like, oh, Pop, they got more soup. Oh, Pop, they got more salad, right?
You offended?
Greatly. I am greatly offended. I'm just saying, imagine.
The American Italians were offended?
I don't think they care. I think as a people, we don't care. You could, you know, we're one of the last groups you could pick on. Because like, it's pretty awesome being Italian, so it doesn't matter. I'm thinking, like, imagine Mary Brown's Chicken or something, or Popeye's doing that kind of version, and it just wouldn't fly.
Bad time, yeah.
It's a different vibe.
It wouldn't go well.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go well.
Much like this podcast without Austin, and when it's you and me, it's a different vibe.
It's a different vibe.
All right. Number two, speaking of Italians, man, we're killing these segues. Not even trying.
Not even trying.
2v7 matchup. We've got the Italian goodbye at number two. Versus the greet and run. Now, is it
what do you mean by the Italian goodbye?
Sorry,
is that the one where you sleep over the Italian goodbye, or is that the Irish?
No. The Italian goodbye is the long goodbye. It's
the 3 hour thing. Yeah, that's me at work every day. I try and leave talking to everybody on my way out. Yeah.
Oh, you. That's how you get. See, that's a bad decision to make for work. You can't Italian goodbye at work. You got to get the F out of there, man.
It's horrible, man.
You have friends at home. Well, not at home, but you have friends in your real life. You don't need to stay at work.
Friends at home? I have Kat at home and Rachel.
There you go.
I'm going to have to go with, I hate the Italian goodbye, but it happens a lot. You know when that one happens? In family gatherings, family parties.
Yep.
Or family friends parties. That's where that one happens the most. Because you're all like chat, and then you're just chatting over there. Then you're putting on your jacket and you're chatting for another 40 minutes just to get your fucking jacket on. And then you give each other a hug goodbye, and then you're chatting another like 20 minutes. You didn't have the whole evening to chat? I just don't get it. Like, you know? Like,
I know. It turns out even longer than like the blackout, because you're there till 3 or 4 in the morning. And that last hour, like I said, it's in the car with the window rolled down. They're standing there, even if it's in the winter. You got the dad move there, just in his probably slippers and a jacket with sweatpants on underneath, leaning against your car window, chatting to you for another hour. Kids asleep in the back, just...
Sounds very relatable here.
Well, you said it happens at family gatherings. That's mostly the parties that Italians have. It's at some family member's house. Ciccio's third cousin, twice removed, is just in from Italy, so we're all going to go over there and chat with your useless cousins that still don't have a job. Sorry, we're going into something else here.
But they're working on something. This is going somewhere very personal.
They always got something in the fire. There's always something they're working on, and it's never like, what? And they never could give you specifics. I got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, don't worry about me.
Just wait a couple months. It's in the works.
Hey, are you doing the accent? It's what we just talked about, the Eastside Mario's commercial. Are you going to throw the accent at me?
I think it's better how bad it is, though. You know, it just sounds so authentic. When it's so
dick
bad.
Move.
Like Eastside Mario's.
Yeah.
Dick move.
Yeah.
What's this one up against?
The Greet and Run. That's right. We should talk about the Greet and Run at number 7. Ooh. The Greet and Run. The Greet and Run is interesting.
The Greet and Run.
That's strategic, the Greet and Run. Because it's, you show up, you make sure you go find the host right away. Because sometimes at a bigger party, they're not the one answering the door. You just you let yourself in. It's even better if they do answer the door. But when, actually, I'll get to why that might be worse if they answer the door. But you get in, you find the host right away, or the person of significance. Let's say it's a birthday party or an anniversary or an engagement, whatever. You find them, you give them the congratulations, whatever. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Boom. Back out. Back out before your jacket is even on the bed of coats. You're out. You got to hold on to the jacket. And the move there is you say hi. You know, happy whatever is going on. Happy anniversary. Happy engagement. Love you guys. Oh, I'm just going to go put my jacket on the coat pile or the coat rack, whatever. Hopefully they don't try and reach for it. And you just back out the door. Shoes on, out. You've acknowledged them. It's a big party. Other people are going to be, they're going to be distracted. Things are happening. It works great at weddings too. Usually because you do that lineup.
Weddings is a place for it.
Yeah.
I would say weddings, and you're getting into the territory of it too. Kids' birthday parties.
There you go. Happy birthday, kid. Here's a present from Uncle Tina, whatever. And then, you know, see ya.
See ya.
Yeah, there's so much chaos going on at a kid's birthday, and those suck. God, kids' birthday parties suck. You want to utilize 1 through 8 of these to try and get out of those. The blackout one is for sure going to be the winner at a kid's birthday because you won't be invited back. So that has the benefit. Although we axed the blackout, but the blackout of the kids' party has the benefit of not being invited back to other ones. What's Bert Kreischer's old saying? Whoa, we don't do shots at a kids' party. Oh, fuck yeah, we do.
Fucking phenomenal, bud.
The Italian one. That one's not even leaving though. That one you're just staying and chatting around forever.
Yeah, it's true.
Like you're trying to extend the party. You're just like, oh yeah, I'd like to keep talking.
It's a pretty.
Dude, we saw you last week. Yeah,
it's a pretty poor exit. Yeah, it's I don't know how it got rated number 2. Random ranking really fucked up on that one. The greet and run though, like I was, if the host or person of significance, the honoree, answers the door, then you got a bit more of a problem because you can't just leave after they've answered the door. Now you got to go in, mingle a little bit. Find them again, then do the little whatever it is, the little spiel, and then get out. So you're there a little bit longer if they do answer the door. It's a tricky play. There's a lot of strategy to it that I don't think a lot of people realize.
Yeah, that one you really gotta think ahead. Those are gift scenarios. That one's deployable at wedding, deployable at birthday parties where you're giving something off. You're right. You have to give something off, and they're like, oh yeah, I got that physical object.
I don't know. I think I disagree with that because eventually, well, if it's a wedding, they'll open it later, but a birthday party, they're going to open it there and they're going to look for you. They're going
to
look for you.
Oh, so you're using double. You're right. You're doing double. You have to do double things at a birthday party. You have to then give the Houdini. You just got Houdini after you. Yeah.
Well, the Green Run is a mix of the Houdini, but you're at least kind of.
It is.
You're at least conversing with people. It's a strategic Houdini.
It's a very strategic Houdini. I'm going to have to go with the greet and run. In the right situation, it can be deployed.
Because you're racist?
Especially at large gatherings. No, well, the Italian one, you're just staying at the fucking party longer. You're like making a shitty excuse to fucking continue your party. You're like, yeah, we didn't talk about this one last thing. Oh, and then what were you doing the whole fucking evening?
I think it's just we've established you're racist.
I don't think so. That you're just getting. What are you voting for?
Have you ever the greet and run? It's a better
fucking
tactic.
Racist.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to. Which one do you use more though? Have you ever utilized the greet and run? If you're thinking about it, I don't think you have. I mean, I've definitely done it.
I've done it like maybe like a while ago, but we're gonna be doing it this weekend probably.
Spoiler alert. Secret
spoiler
time.
Alert. Secretive. This has got to be strategically laid out, you know? But you never execute the Italian exit. Nobody ever does.
Well, no, I think
you never deploy it. It just happens to you.
It does.
So as far as a strategy goes, unless you're a host trying to keep people longer, do you use the Italian? That's why I'm going with the greet and run, because you have to use a deployment strategy. It's a strategy to get the fuck out.
A deployment strategy. Can we calm down with the business lingo?
Well, you just said it. One has to beat the other. Yeah, really, one beats the other.
Is there any synergistic value to the greet and run? Let's really identify all pain points and do a SWOT analysis on this and see if we can. Jesus Christ. All right. I agree.
Defend the Italian one then, huh?
I can't. It's a terrible party exit.
You got nothing.
It's awful.
It's a horrible party exit.
Yeah, it's
keeps
awful.
You at the party.
And it has the added negative bonus of getting you invited back more and more because you're the person that's... Generally, if you're doing the Italian goodbye, the other person is okay with it and they're familiar with it. And they're like, oh, yeah, Derek, he stays longer. He's that extra coffee with me.
And they enjoy it. They love it.
Yeah. Okay, greet and run moving forward. Man, this one is full of upsets. 8-1, 6-3, 7-2, random seeding. Get fucked.
I love the off mic.
It's the best. It's too much, though. Too much. All right. Final round of our quarters here on the east side. We've got 4v5. It's the Irish relative, also known as the American occupation, versus the no-show. So the Irish relative is you just don't leave. You just show up and you just never leave.
That one comes tandem with me for blackout. That's when you just never leave. You're just like blackout drunk and you just don't know it's time to go home.
Keep this party going.
Keep this party going. We are still doing more shots. It is 2 a.m. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
It's 5 a.m.
Keep it going.
The host kid has tumbling class in 2 hours. You're still there raging on Guitar Hero 3, living up your prime. Mario Kart.
Belting out songs on the karaoke machine.
I think the Irish relative is solely responsible for the 2 o'clock curfew of bars.
100%.
Yeah.
But in Europe they don't have that, so they just kick you out and move you to the next bar.
Well, they're used to the Irish. And fair, also fair to them, they're used to the American occupation because I'm pretty sure they're still in Germany. I mean, I think it's over, guys.
I think it's over.
I think we won.
What was?
You can leave Germany.
The no show is the way to go. 100%.
I no showed to your birthday.
Well, no, you actually gave reason.
It's true. That was more maybe the duck. It was a premature duck and move. That's what it was. And I'm not nothing if I'm not. I'm not anything if I'm not premature. So, where's the rim shot on that?
To myself, yeah. But
the no show is definitely the play. I think
the no show is always the I'm on the my car broke down I have a flat tire
no I think that's the premature duck and move. I think the no show was just no show, just don't show up,
don't even say anything.
Yeah, I mean maybe that's a premature Houdini, but it's not disappearing if you were never there. Whoa, that's meta.
Whoa, that's deep. But is it, would you deploy the this one's tough because you would never deploy the fucking Irish move because you're just so drunk or something, unless you're thinking about it.
Well, you could do the American occupation if you're sober or only slightly tipsy. I don't know what the benefit is for the party exit. I think that again is the more long term play. Like, oh yeah, don't invite Derek. He just never leaves.
That's a big long term play.
See, everybody's playing.
You'll go to like a few parties, and then maybe you're the guy who's seen as having fun all the time. You're like, he stays around for an hour or two. Fuck it, we had so much fun before that because he's getting us all fired up on shit.
Oh man, I was gonna say that like everybody else is playing checkers and you're playing chess, but that could backfire. That
could backfire.
Yeah. So the no-show is probably the best move. I mean, honestly, again, as we're reaching our 30s, the no-show is the play. How much like if the party happens before 6, after 6, I'm already in my sweats, PJs, whatever. I got a blanket, fireplace is on. I'm watching reruns of House or something. Community. I'm happy. I'm happy as a clam. I'm not leaving the house.
Feet are up, already got a beer poured, you're good.
Yeah, you got to get me like early. And if I have people coming over, I might just no show on them. Like, yeah, it's canceled.
You're like, baby's not doing so well. He's up and fussy.
That's back to the excuse. I think you're getting these confused, man. No show is just no show, man.
How do you no show somebody who's going to be coming to your house? It doesn't make any sense.
Just don't answer the door. Lights off like Jehovah's on Halloween.
I'm gonna keep doing
it. It's on a different bank. I can't get to it quick enough.
God damn it.
All I can get to quick enough is this one.
Fucking phenomenal, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better.
There you go. Even better. Yeah. So, but it's in the name. No show. No showboating. It's just the no show. There's nothing.
I don't think you can no show your own place. That little, doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, it's somebody a party exit at that point. It's a party closure at that point. But there's no showboating to it. You just don't show up. Don't arrive.
Best tactic.
Yeah.
Over the occupation, best tactic.
Yeah. Much like Sting, you never come. Yeah, that's a joke for the older generation. All right, let's move it on then. So, we don't have a lot of contention on this. I mean, last week there was a lot of yelling back and forth.
I think you guys were doing different topics, weren't you? Yeah. What were you doing last week?
Way to openly admit you didn't listen. Thanks for the support.
Oh,
hot garbage. You're gonna have to edit the shit out of this one.
It's 45 minutes long. What do you want me to listen to?
Most podcasts are
for my fucking little brain. That's most, dopamine hits only.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot that you're spending too much time doing the Italian goodbye at work. That you don't have time to listen to anything that's an audio clip that's longer than 30 seconds.
Pretty much.
Quit fucking around with your mic.
Oh, sorry, it just keeps falling down. The arm is a little weak.
That's what she said.
Got one of those low-profile mic arms, the ones that come underneath. Mm.
Go to the gym more. Strengthen up that arm. Are you ready? You ready for the semis? On the West.
Hell yeah.
We have number 8, The Emergency, versus number 6, The Houdini. And then on the East, we have number 7, The Greet and Run, versus number 5, The No Show. All 1 through 4. All the favorites knocked out in the first round. That's fun.
Whose favorites?
Random list generator.
What a hot garbage list.
Hey, you can't steal that. That's the button. You got to come up with a new clip.
Well, no. Timeless classic. That's throw true. It in. Confuse the host.
Let's run with it. All right. Emergency versus the Houdini.
Emergency. Hands down, emergency.
I know you're a big fan of the Emergency, but I'm not. I got to say, I'm like, you know, I'm sad it lost out on the Duck and Move, but that the Duck and Move lost out to it, but... I can't get around the Emergency. The Emergency is too much lying for me. I mean, I'm there for a good lie, like a little white lie. You know, like, did you brush your teeth? Yeah, totally. Do you floss when you go to the dentist? Oh, yeah, totally. I floss every day.
Well, the Emergency can also be self-imposed. Like, you can also impose it on yourself so it doesn't become a lie.
Oh, so you're talking about actually eating the cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And triggering that lactose.
I thought that's what this was about.
Oh.
You got to think ahead.
That's...
You're not just fucking...
That's dedication, because the problem with that is you actually do have that issue, and you got to go home, and your night is a write-off, and possibly the next morning, too.
Versus all the next day, yep.
The Houdini, though, you could just leave whenever you want, and you've got the rest of the night to yourself. Sans toilet. Unless that's your thing, I don't know, but...
The Houdini gets tougher as we age, though. Like, if the deployable strategies for Houdini's harder, but overall Houdini's better because it makes sense. As you age, the emergency becomes more viable, and as you you're younger, definitely the Houdini.
I think there's diminishing returns. Yeah, you like that, you fucking economist. There's diminishing returns to the emergency because as you get older, it's the same people in the same parties. How many times can you pull out the same emergency? Somebody's going to eventually stop you, grab your hand and say, don't eat that piece of brie, you dumbass.
Well, it's a chronic problem. It tastes so good.
It is. And hey, you're at a party. I'm just, you know, for one day, it's fine. You only live once.
Doing the thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, you can mix it up. You can cut yourself every now and then on like a knife or something.
I definitely did that when I was working at Dairy Queen once. I had an X-Acto knife and I was just, fuck this. And I just sliced my hand.
And you're like, ah, I got to go home.
No, it turns out I chickened out and I didn't cut it deep enough and they just made me wrap it up and work. Yeah, just don't drip any blood into the burgers there, bud.
Oh, Dairy Queen, man.
It's a strawberry blizzard.
Who's buying a...
I don't know. I think my picks for the Houdini, I think it's a better option. You can use it all the time. But much like the emergency, it has the problem of you can't use it all the time.
You got to mix it up a little bit. But you are right. You can always, nobody's going to question it because they'll be like, oh, he just left again, I guess. And if anything, they're going to want to try keep you there longer next time.
Yeah, they're going to have the Derek or the Mike watch.
The Houdini is also a double end too, because then you can also work it in with the blackout. See, I feel like that's for that one. The blackout was the ultimate. How did that one not make it through?
I don't know. You fucked up.
It deploys all of the strategies.
Travesty. We have a travesty here, people. A conspiracy. This blackout bullshit. Didn't make it through.
I want a refund.
Yeah. This.
I have to go with the Houdini. You're right.
Houdini's better.
The Houdini's. It is better. It's better for everybody involved on an emotional level.
Yeah.
Because then you're not always fucking feeling like shit and you're not always being the shithead saying shitty like white lies to
people. And for your colon, it's better too. Because you're not, you know, exacerbating that.
Well, some things you need to clean it out. I'm just saying. As you get older, it doesn't work the same.
I've never really seen a doctor prescribe, you know, heavy double creamed cheese for cleaning out a colon. I think it's actually quite the opposite.
Well, because it could backfire. It goes either way, you know? It could either get plugged up or it could be just shitting out blood.
Jesus.
TMI?
Jesus. Okay, so Houdini?
Houdini.
Houdini's through to the final. That's a classic move. And you know what? The Houdini crosses generations. It's a cross gen. You know when they always talk about like this could be a great player? When they try to talk about different, you know, could you play in different eras? The Houdini could play in different eras. It could be clutch and grab.
Always play.
Yeah, it could be clutch and grab. It could be, you know, new age. The Houdini is for everybody. And it does have a badass name.
Oh, so good.
All right, semifinal on the east side here. The Greet. Thanks. The Greet and Run versus the No Show. 7v5. I gotta tell you, I'm a fan.
No Show.
Oh my god, the Greet and Run.
No, dude, there's no way. The No Show. Here's the issue. The No Show is easy. You just don't show up. And the Greet and Run, you can get trapped.
It's work. You can get trapped. It's true. I was thinking more along the lines of like still maintaining some sort of reputation. You know, maintaining that because if you no show, you're the guy that just no shows, and then now you're being excluded from everything, even when you don't want to be excluded. Maybe most times you do if you're no showing, but now you're just the no show guy.
If you're never wanting to go and you're always no showing, then the no show is the correct strategy. The tough thing with Devin, if we're talking about skipping on parties, is that you get a 50-50 with the Greet and Run. You do get trapped. You're right. If you do talk to them at the front door, then if it's got a gift in hand, let's say it's a card for whatever, you hand them the thing. But then you got to loop back again to make sure they see you with a drink at the party at some point or mingling a little bit, and then you fuck off.
Oh, you're committing to getting the drink and the Greet and Run. I suppose the other problem with the Greet and Run is the commute as well. You do have to commute there. And who likes doing that?
Nobody.
Right? Yeah, but the Greeton Run, you know, you the reputation is still there. It's still a viable party exit. It's still a good option.
I guess you can still do parties then, you know?
You don't want to miss out on all the parties. Because then who's going to come to your party? Although if you're typically doing the no-show or the Greeton Run.
You don't want parties anyways.
I feel like if you're the Greeton Run person, you are also the person that has the sign saying, please leave by 9 as soon as people walk in.
Yeah, I'll be wrapping up at 9. I got to do other activities tonight.
Yeah. You know what the worst is?
Dentist appointment or something, you know?
You're back to the excuse.
That's how you close out people early. You got to have an excuse lined up for your evening.
How did excuse not make it through then? That faulted in the first round.
I'm gonna say excuse and blackout are two that could be used in all of the strategies.
Yeah, but they're gone now. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let
first
it go.
Round flops. What was I gonna say? Now I can't remember. Shit, it was good too. It was a good one.
No show.
No, Greeton Run. No show
gets the job done, and it does it enables a long-term objective of always skipping parties.
Wow.
If this is what this is about, skipping parties, then you're no-showing.
Well, it's not really about skipping parties. It's about exiting the party. What's the best way to exit the party? I suppose it's like smoking. Well, then, you know,
we have let the no-show go on too far, and it must be axed.
But
because if you never show up to the party, then you never exit the party.
Oh, kind of like the Houdini. If you're never there, how can you disappear? I mean, that's true. But it could be, like I said, it could be like smoking. The best way to quit is to never start. Best way to exit is to just not show up.
But then you were never there, so therefore you could never have exited.
That's true. I suppose
by definition,
the benefit of that too is like
I am killing the no-show. It is no longer viable. It shouldn't even be on this fucking list.
Dude, you had me. You turned me. I was there for the no-show, and now...
Yeah, but then you told me this is about exiting parties.
You are easily swayed, my friend. What's it like come election time in your house? Whoever shows up to your door last?
Whoever shows up, period, maybe?
Yeah.
None of them.
So you've axed the no-show? We're going with the Greeton Run?
Yes, I axed the no-show. It doesn't even compete.
Final round, 6v7, we have Houdini versus the Greet and Run as the best
Houdini
party exit. Oh, you're just right in the Houdini.
Straight in the Houdini.
Just raw
dog
that.
Not even fucking competition. You can't. The Houdini is the best because then nobody knows that you left.
Until it's too late.
Yeah, and I'm telling you. And then, so if it's about exiting and getting to new parties again, then it's the Houdini because everybody just thinks you leave early because you're so fucking drunk or something. They have no idea. They're having a great time. And you just like, whoop.
Oh, you're doing a little mind fuck there, a little mind meld. Because then they're jumping to their own conclusion. Whether maybe it was an emergency. Maybe the lactose hit him. Maybe he's drunk. Yeah, you're right. I see.
Yeah.
I suppose with the Houdini, like you said, you could hit multiple parties in a night and just, you're out of there. But you could do that with the Greeton Run as well. You might just get trapped.
The Greeton Run traps you though. Yeah. The Houdini just is classic.
With the Houdini... Because the Houdini, you could still party it up, right? Like, you could still be there and... fill the space.
This is the excuse one. We're coming up on an excuse. He's about to be sick and then leaving the podcast. He's just pre-framing with some fucking coughs.
Oh, yeah. I always forget there's
all right. Session's over. But
there's a mute button here. Fuck me.
Yeah,
that's...
you can fucking mute that. Instead, we got this.
Awesome professionalism, guys.
I'm going with the Houdini. The show up and run is just not good.
No, because with the Houdini, like I said, you could party a little bit more. You could party it up. You could have a couple drinks, play some whatever, beer pong, Jackbox, whatever the kids are doing these days. Versus the Greet and Run, you know, like I said, you've still got jacket in hand. You're just doing the drop off and then you're out. You're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go, like I said, drop these on the coats. Somebody shit on the coats. The Houdini gives you some opportunity to actually live it up a little bit. So you could get the best of both worlds through that.
And the Houdini, you could do multi-parties in a night. Like
you could do that with the Greet and Run as long as you don't get caught. I guess it's a better... But see, what we haven't talked about, you could get caught doing the Houdini. Right? Like it is still, you know, like we said, if you're in a, you know, you got a partner now, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they they're an extra body. It's hard to make two things disappear, let alone one.
Well, so you got to time it. You got to be a little more strategic with your timing for the Houdini, for sure, when you've got two people involved.
You thinking one goes out first and then, okay, you follow? Like sex in a bathroom at a restaurant?
Yeah, you like she like kind of go to the bathroom and then you just jet. And then they're going to like stay at the table. And somebody might go, oh, you know, they're really taking a while in the bathroom. And they're going to go, well, you know, I just wasn't feeling so well. And maybe I'm going to go check on him. Whoop.
Never so you got to, are you taking different exits when you do the Houdini with somebody else?
100%. You cannot go both go at the same time. It's just not possible. Two bodies leaving at once doesn't, unless there's a large group, enough group.
There's always somebody by the door, especially if it's a house party. If it's a restaurant, bar, whatever, you're easy enough out of there. Especially if you, hey, I'm just going to go for a smoke and then gone. But in a house party, somebody's always by the door. Some shitty kid. Yeah, but the restaurant's also
tough too, because you have to settle a bill. So you have to do that off table.
Oh, man, you pay as you go. If you're going to Houdini, you pay as you go.
Cash at the bar?
Actually, if somebody catches you paying your, cash is king, although a lot of places are getting around, getting away from cash. Ooh, conspiracy time again. What you got to do is you got to ask for the tab if you started a tab, and then you just say, I'm just checking the tab. I'm seeing where I'm at. They go, oh, that's grand. Okay. Then you, you know, you do one more shot, you pay up, and then you're out of there. So it could work.
It's a little tougher though at table service. I'm saying at a bar, easy. If it's busy enough and enough people are standing, you're just ordering drinks off the bar, easy, easy.
Yeah, that's
but
a party.
If it's table service, you're all sitting down, that's when it's tough.
No, that's like, a dinner. That's a
you
dinner.
Could have parties, you could have, that's still a party. It's a dinner party. A dinner same, party. Same.
Well, we need a whole new list if it's a dinner party. I was thinking more like a stand-up party.
Well, dude, isn't the Italian exit only at dinner parties?
No, like, it's anything.
It's a feast, man. A family gathering is always feast.
Yeah. Yeah, but the party isn't over when the meal's done, and the party doesn't start when the meal begins. You're there at like 11 o'clock. Nona's already been up in just the morning, slicing the calamari.
Like 5 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. You're there all day. It's an all-day event.
It's an all-day event.
It is.
100%. I'm hands down Houdini.
No love for the green run.
The green run is only good in a couple of scenarios, one being potentially like wedding get-togethers, and two being kids' birthday parties.
Yeah. I think you might be right. The Houdini is versatile. It's classic. Cross-generational. Like we said, different eras, man. Everybody can use the Houdini. Thank God for that little magical bastard.
Whoo. That was horrible.
Your little whoo.
Whoo.
That's for sure staying in. So is that...
Can't cut that shit no more. Fuck it.
The best of the best. I mean, was it obvious? But let's call it. We'll announce it here. The best of the best. The best party exit strategy, method, whatever you want to call it. Best way to exit a party. Any age, any era, any year. The Houdini. Just shut up and go.
Just shut up and live.
What, is it surprising that it's the Houdini? I don't know.
You know what? So hear me out. I think that we didn't let the blackout one go long enough though, because the blackout is all of them.
The blackout could lead to all of them.
Strategies. So if you keep getting blackout all the time, nobody's gonna know what's gonna come next, because it could be any of the strategies.
I think it was fair to leave blackout in the first round. I think it's high risk, high reward. You know, they went for it on fourth down, and they didn't make it. That's they didn't play for the tie. They went for the win. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't, but the blackout is so volatile, it could backfire so easily, and as you get older, you know, you said 2 days, it's more like 3 days now, on your ass, like it's 3 days now. Yeah, so I think that's where the blackout falters, versus the Houdini, like I said, have one or two drinks, you keep it nice and, yeah, I mean, you could still Houdini when you're blackout, it's the Houdini.
This is the Houdini.
Yeah, we've said that word too much now.
Just cut the podcast at random, because then it'll be like the Houdini. Like, said that too much now?
Well,
thanks
that.
For tuning in.
I'll cut it right there. See you, buddies.
Bye.